Mrs. Spent opened the door a crack. Yes? I'm a friend of... Carrot hesitated, wondering if Fred would have given his real name. Big fat man, suit doesn't fit.
The one who goes around with the sex maniac?
Pardon?
Skinny little twerp dresses like a clown?
They said you'd have a room, said Carrot desperately.
They've got it, said Mrs. Spent, trying to shut the door.
They said I could use it.
No subletting.
They said I should pay you $2.
The pressure of the door was released a little.
On top of what they paid, said Mrs. Spent.
Of course.
Well,
she looked Carrot up and down and sniffed.
All right, what shift are you on?
Sorry?
You're a watchman, right?
Carrot hesitated and then raised his voice. No, I am not a watchman.
Ha 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 ha! You think I'm a watchman?
Do I look like a watchman?
Yes, you do, said Mrs. Spent. You're Captain Carrot. I've seen you walking about the town. Still, I suppose even coppers have to sleep somewhere.
On the roof, Angua rolled her eyes.
No women, no cooking, no music, no pets, said Mrs. Spent as she led the way up the creaking stairs.
Angua waited in the dark until she heard the window open.
She's gone,
Carrot hissed.
There's glass on the tiles out here, just like Fred reported,
said Angua, as she swung herself over the sill. Inside the room, she took a deep breath and shut her eyes. First, she had to forget the smell of Carrot, anxious sweat, soap, the lingering hints of armour polish. And Fred Colon, all perspiration with a hint of beer, and then the odd ointment Nobby used for his skin condition, and the smells of feet, bodies, clothes, polish, fingernails. After an hour, it was possible for the eye of the nose to see someone walk across the room, frozen in time by their smell. But after a day, smells crisscrossed and entangled. You had to take them apart, remove the familiar pieces, and what you had left...
Oh, they're so mixed up.
All right, said Carrot soothingly.
At least three people, but I think one of them is Ossie. It's stronger round the bed and...
She opened her eyes wide and looked down at the floor.
Somewhere here.
What?
What is?
Angua crouched down with her nose just above the floorboards.
I can smell it, but I can't see it.
A knife appeared in front of her. Carrot got down on his knees and ran the blade along the dust-filled crack between the floorboards. Something splintery and brown popped up. It had been trodden on and rolled underfoot, but at this distance even Carrot could pick up traces of the clove smell.
Do you think Ossie made a lot of apple pies? He whispered. No cooking, remember?
Said Angua and grinned.
There's something else.
Carrot levered out more dirt and dust. In it, something glittered.
Fred said all the glass was outside, didn't he?
Yes. Well, supposing we assume that someone didn't pick up all the bits when they broke in.
For someone that doesn't like lying, Carrot, you can be quite devious, you know.
Just logical. There's glass outside the window, but all that means is that there is glass outside the window. Commander Vimes always says there's no such things as clues. It's how you look at them.
You think someone broke in and then carefully put the glass outside? Could be. Carrot, why are we whispering? No women, remember? And no pets, said Angua. So she's got me coming and going.
Don't look like that, she added when she saw his face. It's only bad taste if someone else says it. I'm allowed. Carrot scratched up some more glass fragments. Angua looked under the bed and pulled out the battered magazines.
Ye gods, do people really read this stuff? She said, flicking through bows and ammo. Testing the Loxley Reflex 7, a whole lot of bow. Footsore, we test the 10 best caltrops. And what's this magazine? Warrior of Fortune.
There's always little wars somewhere, said Carrot, pulling out the box of money.
But will you look at the size of this axe here? Get a head, get a burly and strong in the arm street sweeper, and win by a neck.
Well, it must be true what they say about men who like big weapons.
And that is, said Carrot, lifting the lid of the box.
She looked up at the top of his head. As always, Carrot radiated innocence like a small sun. But he'd, they'd, surely he